morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? I'd like to shout for joy that what the fruits of salvation has done on us are great. I can say it has shaken heaven and earth and the whole universe. Let us shout for joy for the Lord. He has cried out, "It is finished," on the cross. He has won a stunning victory. He has defeated the devil and overcome the world. He has declared, "It is finished," on the cross. He has accomplished the salvation. The Lord's love dream will be accomplished. It is right for us to shout for joy. His victory benefits us as well. Our lives has been enhanced gloriously. We are no longer the slaves of sin. We have won the victory with the Lord. We are the winners as well. We shall shout for joy, for we are the winners. Hallelujah! So, I'd like to sing a hymn with you. It's in God's Family Hymnal, the 21st, Psalm 16. How glorious! The victory of the cross shook heaven and earth.
Glorious victory of the cross, the impossible he did. Our iniquities he bore, he was crushed and bruised by God. He endured great agony, overcame Satan the world. "It is finished," he proclaimed, "God's love dream has been fulfilled." Glorious victory of the cross, it has stunned the universe. Darkness fell upon the land. Said a thief, "Remember me." Hark, the veil was torn in two. The earth shook, the rocks were split. Oh, the saints rose from the dead. God and Christ are glorified. Trinity God dwells in my heart. Glorious victory of the cross, the new covenant you have made. The new creature's born of God. Father's clearest child am I. I'm the perfect ultimate, an eternal match to Christ. God's household has appeared. God's love dream has been fulfilled.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 15, verse 22 to 39. And they brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated place of a scourge. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, "The King of the Jews." With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Now when the 6 hours had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the 9th hour. And at the 9th hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, look, he is calling for Elijah. Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. So when the centurion, who stood opposite him, saw that he cried out like this, and breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. The process of trial and crucifixion of the Lord Jesus was written in chapter 15. There are 4 main parts in this chapter. The Lord Jesus being questioned by Pilate, who was the governor at that time, from verse 1 to verse 15. This process is worthy for our meditation, and we can see the love of the Lord for us. The second part is about the Lord Jesus being teased by the soldiers. You can read from verse 16 to 21. And the third part is the verses we just read. It mentioned the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, which is also the main part we're going to meditate on, and I will share today. The fourth part is the last part of chapter 15. It's about the burial of the Lord Jesus, which is from verse 42 to 47. As I have mentioned, the first part, which is from verse 1 to verse 15, is about the interrogation of the Lord Jesus. As a result, he was sentenced to death and be crucified. However, prior to his crucifixion, he was humiliated and teased by the soldiers. This kind of practice is prohibited in a modern society under the rule of law. Even if a person commits a crime, he is punished by the law and nobody could humiliate or abuse him, for this is an additional damage to him. Yet, I'm grateful to the Lord that he was innocent. He was sentenced to death and crucified. The Lord Jesus endured all these extra damage for us. In fact, we were the one who committed sin. We were the one who should deserve the humiliation. Even the Lord bore these for us. In verse 17, spoke of the behavior of those soldiers. And they clothed him with a purple, and they twist a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they began to salute him. Hey, King of the Jews! How did they insult Jesus? Firstly, they put the purple cloth on Jesus. Not to mention, the Lord Jesus was already covered in cuts and bruises. The clothes on his body would stick to the wounds, and it would be so painful when they took it off. But the Roman soldiers didn't care at all. Wearing a purple cloak represents the status as a king, for they liked to satirize him and ridicule him as the King of the Jews. In addition, that's not all. They even make a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head to congratulate him for becoming king and being crowned. But in fact, they insert peaks of thorn into Jesus' head to insult him. They used a reed to strike him on his head. A reed is a tall, slender-leaved plant of grass, which its stem has an extremely thick strip. They spat on him as well. They liked to make him lose his face and dignity. The Lord Jesus endured it all. He didn't resist and did not have any back talk. The Bible described the Lord Jesus being led silently to the place of slaughter. Truly, we shall not forget the Lord who loves us so much. We shall think of him always.
He endured all these for us. Hence, the Bible told us, consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself. Well, after being insulted by the soldiers, Jesus had to carry the cross up to a mountain. It was Golgotha. The translation of Golgotha means Calvary, place of a scalp. The body of Jesus was badly wounded at that time. He was too weak to carry the cross to Golgotha. In verse 21 mentioned, then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was coming out of the country and passing by to bear his cross. There was a passerby named Simon from Cyrene at that time. You see, he was forced to carry the cross of Jesus to the mountain of Golgotha. The Romans forced him, not that he was willing to do so. Jesus didn't have the strength to carry the cross and walk to the mountain. You might have fallen many times along the way. If you were there in the scene and saw it, what would you do? Would you come forward to talk to the soldiers to carry the cross for Jesus as he was so miserable? Would you? There was no one there willing to carry the cross for Jesus. Where were the disciples when Jesus was in need? If the disciples secretly watched Jesus carrying the cross, why didn't they stand up and carry the cross? Sometimes we may see some elders grabbing and pushing heavy things. We might like to help immediately. Lord Jesus had performed so many miracles and helped so many people. Why was no one coming forward at that moment? Simon of Cyrene was not willing to carry the cross, but the Romans compelled him to do so. I could feel and understand how lonely and helpless the Lord was at that time. My heart was disappointed by his loneliness and helplessness. Why was that? Every time I read when we have to take up our cross and follow the Lord, I always think of this scene and recall the helplessness and loneliness of the Lord felt at that moment. Truly, he needs us in this generation. He needs us to work with him to finish the church. Yet, the path of completing the church is difficult, and we will face the afflictions. We have to take up the cross to follow Jesus. Definitely, we are happy to glorify with the Lord. But are we willing to suffer with the Lord? In verse 23, then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. After Jesus was brought to Calvary and before the crucifixion, it was customary to mix the wine with gall and myrrh for the one to be executed to drink. Do you know why? The wine mixed with myrrh has the pain relief effect. It's like giving an anesthetic to a person who undergoes surgery. The purpose is to reduce his reaction to pain, and he doesn't feel so painful. However, he may feel drowsy and not so clear-headed. But the Lord Jesus didn't accept it. The Bible said he did not take it. It seems it was touched on lightly. In fact, the original scripture of this sentence was firmly refused. Why was the Lord Jesus unwilling to take the wine mixed with myrrh? There must be a reason why the Lord Jesus refused to take the wine mixed with myrrh. What do you think it was? Why don't you leave a message and share it with us? The Lord Jesus, he doesn't care about himself. Who does he care about? He was not doing for himself. Whom he was doing for? In verse 24 mentioned, and they crucified him. They nailed him directly on the cross. The nails pierced through his hands and feet. I believe the blood was spurt out. He was in agony. I believe that the Lord Jesus cried out in pain. Yet I know he held it back. He endured all these for you and me. We have to think of our Heavenly Father. The nails was pierced on the Lord, and the pain was in Abba's heart. When you read in verse 29 to 36, as you can see, the chief priests and scribes mocked Jesus and reject him. We understand that even those who pass by abuse him and wag their heads. those people reject Jesus. Even the prisoner who was crucified with the Lord mocked Jesus. The Lord Jesus was rejected by men, but the worst was that he was rejected by God. In verse 33 and 34 mention, even God, his Father, rejected him. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. This time should be when the sun shined at 12 noon to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. It was dark over the place for 3 hours. Why was that? For God came to punish Jesus at that time. The Lord Jesus bore our sins. God crushed him on the cross in person. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was the most painful moment for Abba and the Lord. Abba loves his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus loves Abba very much as well. They have never been separate. That's the only time God abandoned him and hid his face. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that the Lord Jesus neither had doubt in God nor complained at that moment. Truly, it was not asking the reason why Abba forsook him, but telling us how horrible is sin. The Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, bore the punishment for the sin of yours and mine. God is righteous and just. How horrible sin is. God made his Son to be the scapegoat and our eternal sin offering. He laid the sins of us all on Jesus. Jesus bore the penalty of our sins for you and me. The Lord Jesus shouted, my God, with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? Apart from a painful cry, like to let you and me know, the reason why he was rejected by God was solely to bear our sins. How precious the Lord walked to the end for us. He did it and accomplished the salvation. In verse 37 mentioned, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Jesus died, and it was done. The four Gospels have written the Lord Jesus spoke 7 sentences on the cross, and in the Gospel of Mark only recorded one of the sentences spoken by Jesus, which was the 4th sentence, my God, why have you forsaken me? He cried out loudly, and here it mentioned the Lord Jesus uttered a loud cry. What did he cry out? Does anyone know? That's right, it is finished, which is done. The salvation was finished. The love dream of God was fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, I believe the Lord is very excited at that moment. Although the Lord Jesus was in great pain on the cross, yet he cried out, it's finished, in ecstasy. Do you know why the Lord was so happy? That's right, the Lord can gain us. He paid at all cost just to gain us. He did it. It was successful. We can come to the loving bosom of the Father. Just like what the Lord has shared the parable of the loving Father. The prodigal son returned home. The house of God appeared. The Lord Jesus has fulfilled the plans of God from eternity to eternity. Wow, we really have to shout for joy and clap our hands loudly. And next is verse 38 mentioned. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. It is a distinctive proof to show that salvation has been accomplished. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus was effective. Torn curtain in the temple is a good and conclusive evidence. Obviously, no one can tear the 4-inch thick curtain unless God tears it. The curtain was torn when the Lord Jesus shouted with a loud voice. There was no hindrance to the way of the Most Holy. Man can see the Ark of the Covenant. They can see the glory of God and enjoy the closeness with God. In fact, when the Lord Jesus said, it is finished, not only did the curtain tear, but something else happened which was visible. For example, the earth shook, the rocks were split, the tombs were opened, and saints were resurrected. Seems that those special occurrences could be said the miracles. All these make known to us that the Lord Jesus said, "It is finished on the cross," has the effect of salvation. Everything which occurred has their meanings. For instance, the tearing of the curtain means that we have a way to return to God and draw close to God. This is the good will of God, and there is no more obstacle. And the earthquake, the splitting of rocks, means that the Lord has won the victory. His victory shook heaven and earth. He defeated the devil and scattered his power. And the open tomb meant the Lord conquered death. He set us free, and we are no longer imprisoned. We are no longer under the power of Hades. Lastly, the resurrection of the dead shows the power of the Lord's endless life. The effect of the Lord's salvation is that we can have life. I'm so grateful to Abba. When the Lord Jesus said it is finished, supernatural things happened. Thus, we are more convinced that the salvation of the cross is effective. It's real. We can draw closer to God. The Lord Jesus defeated the devil and we have life. We have the hope of resurrection. How precious. The victory of the cross is so glorious. The Lord broke through the impossible and bore the sins of the world. He was struck and bruised by the Father. He endured the greatest pain and conquered the world and defeated the devil. He shouted loudly and gloriously, "It is finished." Beloved dream of Abba and the Lord have come true. The cross is our boast and the symbol of our glory. What the Lord has done is for us to enjoy Abba and enjoy Him day by day. That's all for my sharing. And now is the time for you to draw close to the Lord personally. Let's think of the love of the cross and respond to Him. May the Lord bless you.